right, while we get ready, while that loads, my presentation is just on trends that I looked at in my data for my dissertation, so I'm just going to give you some basic trends that were found. So first of all, why is weight stigma important? I have no conflicts at all. Okay. So why is it important? It's important because obesity is epidemic in our country right now, with over 60% of adults being overweight and obese and 17% of adolescents and children. Also, obesity is associated with both medical and psychosocial outcomes. We mostly know about the medical consequences, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension. Those are most widely discussed. But obesity is also associated with psychological or psychosocial outcomes like low self-esteem, depressive symptoms, body image dissatisfaction, and suicidal ideations and attempts. In addition, as overweight and obesity increases, so will the stigma of overweight and obesity increase because of the thought that weight is controllable, so the individual is responsible for their weight. So briefly reviewing the literature, overweight and obese individuals experience bias in all aspects of life, from employment, school admissions, interpersonal relationships. So it's important that we actually address obese and overweight and obesity in, as it relates to the stigma experience. Also, overweight and obese individuals who are stigmatized suffer from more psychological distress, such as from being bullied or teased, in addition to poor body image and depressive symptoms, as I already alluded to. Weight-related stigma is associated with negative psychosocial well-being, which is low self-esteem, body dissatisfaction, and depressive symptoms, which I'm going to highlight some of those trends. And so what I did is I primarily looked at did a correlational study, and I ran some regressions to explore some of the trends. So my study actually consisted of 955 college students from the University of South Florida. As you can see, mostly were female, and mostly were Caucasian, which is consistent with the literature. The mean average was 19, and most of those who participated were sophomores and juniors. It was between the ages of 18 and 21 that my sample focused on, and they had to be undergraduates without a prior degree. For weight, as you can see, most of my sample was normal weight, but what's interesting is that 35% of the sample was overweight and obese. So looking at correlations, looking at body mass index and my three indicators of weight stigma: bullying, discrimination, and teasing. As you can see, teasing and discrimination are modestly related to depressive symptoms and body dissatisfaction for both variables.
What was that?
Okay. And of course, it's a positive relationship. So as one tend to increase, so will the other. Okay. And looking at self-esteem, I looked at two different forms of self-esteem: state self-esteem, which fluctuates given your experience to negative daily events, and trait, which is your global self-worth or evaluation of yourself. And as you can see, that state self-esteem is a better predictor, marginally, but in terms of if it fluctuates given that you're discriminated or stigmatized. All right, so looking at discrimination, I use the life experiences scale to ask people if they felt as though they were treated differently, less courteous, and for these different aspects. But then further, the scale took it to ask, were you discriminated because of your age, your gender, your ethnicity, your physical appearance, your weight? And interesting enough, students actually rated that they felt that they were discriminated against, 21% because they were overweight, and 7% because they were actually underweight, although 96% felt they were discriminated for some reason or another. And gender and age also were highly ranked as reasons why they felt they were discriminated against in this population. For teasing, I used a perception of teasing scale, and it specifically looks at the relationship of being teased because of your weight. And here, 29% of my population felt they were teased, and mostly because they were called names or made fun of or had jokes made fun of them because they were overweight. I looked at bullying as a form. Bullying was not as a significant predictor, although it did exist when you looked at if they were teased, since teasing is a form of bullying. 8% of the population did say they were teased or made fun of or called names because they were overweight and obese. But majority of my sample was not bullied. At this figure, I'm looking at self-esteem are the bars high and low, as well as depressive symptoms on the axis and discrimination at the bottom. So if you look at this figure, you see that those who have low self-esteem experience more discrimination, as well as have reported more depressive symptoms as a result. Bless you. Here I looked at teasing, because these are the relationships that were also significant. So once again, those with low self-esteem reported more teasing as well as more depressive symptoms as well. This one is my most favorite because it looks at weight to support a lot of the relationships in the literature. As you can see, overweight and obese are at the top. Overweight is actually the red line, with obesity being the blue line. So those who are overweight and obese perceive that they have more teasing and also have more greater body dissatisfaction than their normal weight and underweight counterparts. However, the underweight line has a steeper slope, so that relationship tends to be a lot stronger, which is interesting to see why they feel they're being teased, and it could be due to their appearance as opposed to their weight. Thank you. All right, so what did I find from my regressions? BMI was a positive predictor for depressive symptoms based on the measures that I use and in my sample. Self-esteem had an indirect relationship, especially state self-esteem. So the more they were stigmatized, the more their self-esteem tended to be decreased. And of course, for teasing, the more they were teased, the greater their weight, the more they were teased. For females, even though I did not show it in my presentation, females actually experience more teasing and discrimination based on their weight than their male counterparts. And unfortunately, I was not able to identify any racial trends in my data. So, and some college students experience stigma, as with other populations, pretty much at the same rate, about 29% overall experience weight stigma. Psychosocial consequences of stigma are just as real as those medical consequences of or physical consequences of obesity, and we need to target interventions and health promotion to preserve the psychosocial health of our college students. That's it. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
On the underweight.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you see any correlation on gender on the steep slope you showed?
Well, that figure did not factor in gender. It was just looking at weight with with teasing and body image dissatisfaction. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
I don't have an exact question, but I was troubled by your first slide where you gave a whole thing that they were given the disease epidemic that is causing
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's because I'm coming off of a really fabulous presentation by Linda Bacon. About size. I don't know if anybody here has that same perspective, but she talks about, yes, there are correlations, there are relationships, but there is no causal proof. In fact, there's an awful lot of evidence to say that people who are overweight live longer and can be healthier than people who are
leaner.
Yes. And so anyway, I just wanted to say I'm a little troubled because this is about social justice. So I think what we need to do is challenge the idea of obesity as an epidemic. And I think we're really being fed a line. A lot of it has to do with the diet industry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I didn't say there was a direct causal relationship. I said they were associated with it. And as with governmental agencies that track the prevalence of obesity, we're using that data for health promotion purposes and also for disease prevention. So I'm not here to tell you that just because you're overweight and obese, you're going to have diabetes, you're going to have high blood pressure, because that's not necessarily the case. You can be a larger size and be healthy. So I'm not a strong advocate of saying, advocating that you're going to have those consequences, but it's a higher correlation that you will develop them. Yes, ma'am.
That being said, there's a difference between being overweight or BMI and being overfat.
Right, your body fat percentage and your BMI.
That's the limitation of the BMI.
Correct.
You can be in the obese.
And still.
You can be down here in 15% body
exactly.
fat, depending on, your weightlifter or blah, blah, blah.
Because it doesn't account for muscle mass with the BMI. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
And thank you.